Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't think a lot of the blame goes on Ben because, you know, you have Antonio saying something and you have, you know, Le'Veon saying something. I think your opinion of a person is built on the relationship that you have with that person. So my relationship with Ben is a good relationship. I think Ben is a good leader. That's my opinion. Mm. To them, they may not have that same relationship. And to that saying, your lack of in a relationship build what you think or what you perceive to be what you're looking at, what may not actually, you know, be what it is. Right. So your perception is actually built from that too. And the fact that you don't have a more in-depth relationship with that person leads you to believe that it may be something different. For me, I think Ben is a good leader.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Pierre McGuire in 15 minutes. James Harrison on Fox Sports. Ben is a good leader. Funny thing, this sports media business, it makes some strange bedfellows. And that is the nature of what we do on a daily basis. Actually, scratch that. What we do minute to minute in this industry. Chris will say something 5 minutes from now that causes you to want to pull whatever amount of hair you have left on your head, just completely rip it out. But then next hour, we might get on a different topic, and Chris is going to say something that makes you say, man, I really hate this guy, but he's right.
Nah, I think it's going to be mostly pull your hair out and then stay that way.
And that's James Harrison right now.
Isn't
because
his agenda clear, by the way?
He aligned himself with Antonio Brown throughout AB's process. He was right there next to AB during the video that went out during Tomlin's press conference that was done, I think, to embarrass Tomlin, show him up, make him look like AB didn't respect him. And now here's James Harrison coming to Ben's defense. The Ben Roethlisberger I know is a good leader.
It's all easy to see where James Harrison's not playing chess here, man. This is very simple checkers. You just said the magic word. All of what he is doing, the prism through which you look at everything James Harrison is doing, just like the prism of AB is now, we know he wanted guaranteed money. James Harrison doesn't like Mike Tomlin because he feels Mike Tomlin lied to him about playing time when he got brought back here. So what makes Mike Tomlin look bad? Clowning him with AB. Saying Ben is a good leader, and all of that goes back to saying Mike Tomlin is the problem in Pittsburgh in some way, shape, or form. Because the AB, Emmanuel Sanders, have said it's Ben, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, James Harrison saying, no, it's not Ben. Okay, then where do you go next? You have to go to the head coach, do you not? Is he not casting aspersions on the head coach?
I'd start off at the same thing with Tom. The head guy has to be the one that has to take charge. You know, I believe it's fought on, you know, even with my situation, it's fought on me. It's fought on Tom. It's fought on the team. It's got to this point because Tomlin has allowed a certain amount of things to go on, and rather players take advantage of that or step beyond that. It's got to a point to where it's so far out that now he can't rein it back in, so to speak. And with that being the case, it's Tomlin. It could be some blame on AB. It could be some blame on Ben. It can go around.
Harrison said it, I think, very honestly, which on some of these debate shows, you never know how much of it is premeditated and rehearsed because they need to create a certain sounding conversation. But Harrison said that the Ben Roethlisberger he knows is a good leader because they're friends. Mm-hmm. He said it. I know Ben. I'm cool with Ben.
He also came in. He was a veteran. Well, not a veteran. His career was starting, and he was older than Ben when he came into the league because of his unusual Harrison's career path. So he got in on the ground floor, more or less, with Roethlisberger. I do think it's easier for him to look at him and have that kind of relationship when he has been around since the beginning of Roethlisberger's career. Didn't he also say you've got to like try to make a good relationship with the guy and get to know him? That is very ironic, I will say, coming from Harrison, who when Bud Dupree at first tried to like allegedly plumb him for some details and tips and pointers, was like, nah, get the hell out of here, man.
Maybe James looked at Bud and said, this guy's beyond.
I'm just saying, if you're going to put it out there that you've got to try to form a relationship with somebody on the team to get to know them better, to have a better perspective on them, yeah, he's in a glass house,
Chris,
there.
Everything James Harrison has done has been to make Tomlin look bad. And I think once you peel back the layer, or once you rip open the curtain on it, the cover on it, and you see that for what it is, then I think it makes Harrison, if you know that's his motive, then that makes him, I think, not a sympathetic figure, but that makes him someone that fans can respect or appreciate again.
Because we're going back and forth. When he was with AB, when they were doing their little happy clown, you know, show video, we're going to have a big interview dropping, just, and they all admitted we were trolling.
When Harrison's with Antonio Brown, Harrison's the enemy. When Harrison sticks up for Ben, he's an ally. But if everything is seen through the prism, I'm doing all of this because I think the coach is a joke, that is a cause that a lot of Steelers fans can get behind. Well, you know, you in war, you align yourself with some...
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Exactly.
This is like a pro wrestling plot, honest to God, where your shared hatred of somebody, or this is a movie. This is a James Bond movie where one of the ancillary characters who's sometimes against him happens to be for him in this particular case.
If James Harrison came right out, and I don't think he did this today, and said, I'm doing all of this, or I feel this way, because I have zero respect for that coach, and anybody who challenges him, I am on that person's side. They have a fan or a friend in me if they go after Tomlin, because he's not cut out to be the Steelers coach. If Harrison said that in plain English, he would be in the Steelers Hall of Honor, at least the fans' Hall of Honor, in like the next...
Do you think Mike Tomlin is...
they'd call him in to get the bust ready now.
Do you think Mike Tomlin is the most unpopular person in the organization right now?
Yes. Yeah, now that AB's gone.
And now that Bell is officially not a member of the team? And I don't necessarily disagree.
Chris, come up with somebody better. Ben has more supporters than he has enemies. He's not universally loved, but more people like him than hate him.
You know what? The reason I brought that up in those terms was, when you think about it that way, man, is this not for maybe internally, but maybe it is. What a year for Mike Tomlin this is going to have to be. And it's weird too, because even if they're good this year and they end up, you know, the Browns, they keep them held back again and they win the division. Steelers go like 11-5, 12-4. If they do it on the strength of a great offense, he will get no credit for it.
Great point.
They have to win this year because the defense takes a major step forward.
The worst thing that could happen to Mike Tomlin is they have a decent season but miss the playoffs. The offense is great and the defense kills them.
He has to win a certain way this year to curry any favor back with anybody in this town.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.